Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, certified holistic health and wellness coach, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whisperers, happy Friday to you all. I have to tell you, this week has been so full, and I'm so excited to be in here in the studio today. But, you know, I have to say a couple of things before I even get into the show is I want to congratulate all of those that graduated for the class of 2023. I also want to give a special shout out to my little butterfly and her best friend for just smashing the fifth grade and going into middle school now. I'm so proud of them. They work so hard, and they did their thing. So if your kid or your children are literally graduating or stepping up to the next grade, congratulations. Let's celebrate it. Woo! You know this is a good day. And thank you to everyone who welcomed me back online again to the Beauty Bag. I so appreciated your support. Don't forget that you can call in and ask your questions in regard to this topic that we are going to just dive into very soon at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And you know, every episode, Blog Talk Radio always has our back. They place into our episodes a live chat box that you can drop your questions, your comments. If you need me to reiterate something or go a little deeper, put it in the chat box because you know how I love to monitor a great chat box. You know, it's so good to have you all even responding and to go in there and to see what you're saying. But I do want to say that please be respectful, that we want to give respect and honor to everyone, and we want to give everybody respect with regards to their opinions, because everyone has an opinion, and we deal with respect and honor on this show, and we give dignity and grace in everything that we do. So if you haven't subscribed to our fabulous news journal, you're missing everything, and I mean everything. Plus, you didn't get the cocktail, the mocktail of any of our episodes. So do yourself a favor, go over to our description box, click the live link and subscribe. And Whispers, be generous. Give the link to your friends. Give your link to your family members because there's someone who needs to be a part of our community. So are you ready to really lean into today's discussion? I tell you, evaluating your life's purpose. I have to tell you guys, this topic today really has me kind of souped up. And so I'm really got to pace myself and kind of slow down a little bit because these are topics that really get me kind of running. So, you know, I love to start all of our discussions with a clear meaning or a definition. So this is no different. So we're going to get the understanding and the meaning of evaluate. Evaluate means to determine the sufficiency, worth, or condition by carefully appraising and studying. Okay, let me give it to you again. Evaluate means to determine the sufficiency, worth, or condition by carefully appraising and studying. See, Whisperers, life is a remarkable journey filled with opportunities, challenges, and probably a myriad of experiences that shape our very existence. And I know so many of us have had certain things that have gone on in our lives or have been a part of something that really have shaped us, reshaped us, kind of defined us, edged us up a little bit. So it is a magnificent journey. And even in our journey that we're taking in the prospering to purpose, the journey has been powerful and each discussion has led us into another section, sector, and place in our life. So as sentient beings, we often ponder the purpose of our lives, seeking meaning and fulfillment. We're always looking. We always want to know. It's almost like, should I go with door number one or should I go with door number two? See, that's how we are. And have you ever just pondered on where you are supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing? Now, I have to tell you guys something. I was that kid that used to always lay in my floor, and my mom would laugh because she said either I was, moonbathing or I was sunbathing, because I would lay out in the middle of my floor in my room and I would just be laying there. And she would say, what are you doing? Nothing, just thinking. But I would be pondering over things. I would be thinking, like, I wonder what I'm going to be when teenager or when I get a little bit bigger. You know, what am I going to be like? That's the time I would worry about even. You know, I think I might have even thought about, like, how am I going to even get there? What am I going to do to even achieve certain things? So, the quest for understanding our lives or our life's purpose is deeply rooted in our human nature. And I've taken the time to build this beautiful discussion that will help in exploring the process or evaluating our life purpose, while also offering insightful guidance and step-by-step breakdown to help us embark. And I guess it's a transformative journey in self-discovery. I think that's a good way of me putting that today. And this will help us to understand the significance of life's purposes or purpose before we delve into the evaluation process, though. I think it's crucial that we need to grasp the significance of discovering the alignment with our life's purposes. I think that's really important for us before we just kind of like throw ourselves headlong into it. A well-defined purpose serves as a guiding light, directing your decisions. It also directs your actions and your aspirations. It brings like a sense of fulfillment, motivation, resilience during challenging times. Now, think about that. Don't let the words just escape you or just kind of float in and just pass you by. Really listen and ponder on the things that I'm saying to you today. Because see, this journey that we're taking on in this discussion is allowing us to evaluate ourselves. Evaluate the space and the place that we're in, or the space and the place that we're going or headed for, or maybe we're embarking on. When we are connected to our life's purpose, we experience a profound sense of meaning and authenticity. And it's so funny. I had someone just recently in a major discussion that we was having say that authenticity is the new buzzword. I want to assure you all that this is no buzzword whatsoever. This is a real word, an authentic word, having true definition and meaning behind it. See, authenticity has direction, so it has clear intention. And I tell you that I have clear intention, so it means that authenticity has a clear aim, focus, and direction. Isn't that powerful? So if all these things are connected and it's leading us to experience this profound sense of meaning and authenticity, it means that it has a clear aim, focus, and direction. That's powerful in itself. See, that leads us into reflecting on our passions and interests. But before we get into this, I think I want to take an early commercial break, because guess what? This topic, this discussion, honey, is full. It is so full of information, and I want to really be able to kind of glide into it. So I'm going to take this break early, and I'm doing it for a real reason with us. La Paz Image Consultants is your full-service international luxury agency working with clients from the inside out. If you're ready to ignite your passion, tap into your signature style, build on your relationships, then you need to book your consultation today at www.lapazimageconsultants.com. La Paz Image Consultants, where everything is fabulous. Welcome back, Whisperers. Ooh, I tell you, that music in that commercial always gets me. I'm always rocking to it. So before our break, I said that we need to reflect on our passions and interests. So, you know, Whisperers, this is a fundamental step in evaluating your life's purpose to reflect upon your passion and interest. This is a real key element. And I want you to consider the activities and the pursuits that ignite a fire within you, that make you feel alive. Think about those as we go into this. Now get a clear picture of it, what really makes you feel alive. What is burning in your heart? Maybe you're an artist, you're a singer, you're a poet, you love to do health and fitness, you're a fitness guru. Whatever it is, hold on to what ignites your passion as we go into this, okay? So I need you to identify the areas where you naturally excel and derive immense joy. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I love to sing. But guess what I really enjoy so much is the aspect of teaching, helping to mold people's mindsets and pivot and change and impact them on their lives and their life journey. So it ignites this passion inside of me. So when I come in here on Friday, oh my goodness, I am charged up. I'm ready to go. I'm like, let's go, Whisperers. Woo! That's how it feels for me. So that's what I want you all to tap into as we go into this discussion and we start to really look at this. Because that's how clear I need it to be for you. See, these clues can provide valuable insights into your inherent talents and inclinations. Do you know that by identifying the areas where you naturally excel, that actually helps you learn about your passion and keep you thriving? That actually keeps you thriving and moving in your day-to-day life. And some of you may not have even given that any thought, but it's very true. So if we never tap into this area of our lives, even in our minds, it may make you feel unfulfilled. Or maybe you feel like something is just missing or askew in your life. It's just off, and you can't put your finger on it. It could be this main element that you've never tapped into. Maybe some people have never really even looked at what their talent, that thing that brings them ultimate joy, really looks like, feels like, smells like, or could possibly be. And so they just kind of have this kind of longing, but they're not really sure. So let me just say, by doing this, it helps you to unveil your core values even, which serve as a moral compass, guiding you on your decisions and actions. Identifying and understanding your core values is essential in aligning to our life purposes, our purpose, with our authentic self. See, it all comes hand in hand. And a lot of times we don't even associate it or put it hand in hand like that. So do you see how I really looped all that together to connect all the dots for you? See, I always tell you that I try to make sure that it always comes into that circle. because I want your circles to always be full. Because there's so much space in those circles that you can fill up with so many things that they get to even kind of break off and ignite new things and new trajectories and meanings and places in our lives. If you don't feel like excited over this, maybe this is where we need to be right now. We need to be in that space of curiosity and asking ourselves deeper questions. See, we want to reflect upon the values that are most important to us, such as compassion, honesty, creativity, personal growth. Whatever it is you want to align with your key factor, when your life's purpose aligns with your core values, you pave the way for more of or a more fulfilling and harmonious existence. You can't tell me that that isn't something that you don't want or don't want to experience. I don't know anyone that wouldn't love to have this feeling and element in this life or their life. I don't know anyone. And if somebody said, well, that's not what I want, I would say, look, get away from them quickly. Because you don't want them pulling you down. And sometimes there are Eeyores in life. I'm going to tell you, there really are whispers. See, whispers, when we unveil our core values, it leads us into assessing personal strengths and skills. It's essential to assess your personal strengths and skills because we have to consider the qualities that make you unique and the talents you possess. So that means you will have to sit and reflect on the skills you have acquired through education, through your work experience, or personal development. You may be surprised to see what you possess in these skills and the strengths that they have developed inside of Y-O-U. See, by understanding your strengths and your skills, you start to leverage them to contribute meaningfully to your goals and the things you are striving towards and you are trying to achieve and you are moving to put into your life and into your space. See, no one else can do this for you. No matter how much maybe you say, well, you know, just tell me what. No, no one could do this for you. You have to be willing to do the necessary work for yourself. See, to show you how powerful this is, I've developed the beautiful skill. And I always tell you that I talk about and I use things with myself so I can really associate with you and you get a clearer picture of how dynamic certain aspects of it is or are in our life. See, I've developed a beautiful skill of being able to listen to people, even to the things they aren't saying, which allow me to be able to tap into a deeper conversation that needs to be had, that needs to be placed in a space and time, and even being able to kind of read things before they ever say anything else. Because I've developed this powerful skill. And I tell you all the time that listening is a true skill, and many don't possess it. Because, see, it takes a deeper essence to really actively listen to people, to really grasp what they're saying and also by what they are eliminating in statement. So if I never really learned this powerful skill inside of my dynamic business, my energy, and what I work inside of, I would never be a benefit. But see, that is a skill that I've developed and I've really learned and mastered. And it's always got to get better. Trust me. You always can get better at everything that you are doing. Even the best of the best are still working at their craft. Look at Serena Williams. Look at Tiger Woods. Look at Tyler Perry. Look at Steve Jobs when he was alive. Look at Bill Gates. The list goes on and on and on. But they're still tapping in and they're still working on so the superpower becomes greater. Oh, did I say superpower? Oh, I did. A lot of times we don't even look at certain skills as being so great. We take them for granted or we downplay them. But see, when we are working and evaluating our life purpose, we have to tap into those skills. And I know that you all have developed skills that maybe you haven't even taken the time to notice, that you keep just acting like they're not there. Some of you all have crafted such beautiful skills that you don't even know it. Some of you all have superpowers that you lay dormant so that when they finally do show up, you're like, oh my God, you're even shocked at it yourself. It's because we haven't taken the time to really invest in this quality. See, when we do evaluations, it really allows us to have that bird's eye view. You know, I've talked about that so many times in many of our discussions. You see, Whispers, there are layers that we are building upon, and the next layer always comes in very clearly. So it means that we're identifying impactful contributions, which is really a critical aspect of evaluating our life's purpose. Because, see, when you do these things and you're evaluating your journey and the life purpose and the skills that go into it, it's just like when you have an evaluation or if you're an employer and you do your evaluations on your employees. You speak about their strengths. You tell them all the great things that they have accomplished. Then you sprinkle in the things that they haven't, that they're still weak in. But then you come back under that and you catch that up with, but you know what? You have excelled in X, Y, and Z. And it's the same thing that we have to be willing to do for ourselves. See, evaluations are honest. Evaluations are true. So that means that we have to identify impactful contributions that they make. The ways in which you can make a positive impact on others, you have to reflect on the causes, issues, or areas that resonate deeply with you and consider how the skills and passions and the values can utilize or can be utilized to create meaningful change. That means even meaningful change for yourself. See, when we look at ourselves in this light, we may see that we can do more, whether it's through philanthropy or maybe it's through our mentorships, or maybe we have to step outside of ourselves and ask for other help to have others really sharpen the skills that we need to be the asset and to be moving towards our life purpose. But it means that you have to conquer the fear that, oh, I might not look. Oh, maybe I'm cutting off. And so many times fear is what limits you from really being able to move in the direction that you need. It requires that we have to find avenues that impact upon us and imprint upon us how important it is. See, a lot of times I think when I have discussions like this or I talk to certain ones and I always want to hear what they have to say about certain things. And even, you know, when I'm building my discussions, I talk to colleagues and different ones, and I ask them certain questions. I ask them first and foremost, how did you know that you were going to, are you, do you feel that you are working in alignment with your purpose? And I've had some say, well, you know what, my purpose actually pivoted, it changed. As I started really working on myself, really getting to know myself better, asking myself these deeper questions, I realized that there was something bigger out there that I needed to be doing, something better that was going to be challenging to me, that was going to allow me to show up in such a dynamic manner. And see, because that person was evaluating themselves and evaluating purpose, they were able to tap into a different sense of where they needed. And then I've had others tell me that as they were building upon themselves and they were working on certain elements, they even had to realize that they were not as good as they thought they were for one thing, but it was better that they went in another direction. And that could be the case as well. But if you don't do the evaluating and you don't put in all the great questions and really tap into your beautiful abilities and skills, how do you know? How do you ever find out? See, Whisperers, if we're willing to embrace self-exploration and growth, we embrace opportunities for moving into greater plans in our lives. So I encourage you to even journal about these things. And I know many of you all are like, I don't do journaling. But maybe you should start. Maybe you should just start writing down your ideas or your thoughts. So this way, when you're ready to really sit and ponder over them, you have a place and a space to start, to be able to tap into the deeper sense and to be able to look at the possibilities that move you closer to your prospering to purpose journey. Now, did you see how that came together? Did you see it? Sometimes we even have to allow ourselves to meditate on things. And when we meditate on things, that means that we really are pondering over things deeply. It's in a subconscious state that we sit and we're in a quiet space and place, really giving it the time to breathe and to ruminate and to just sit there in our hearts and our mind to build upon what is it. And sometimes you may even feel a little overwhelmed as you're doing it. You could even feel a little emotional. Because you're tapping into deeper senses. And see, sometimes surface is so easy to go to the surface. But you got to go deep sometimes. You got to be able to go really deep to be able to come up and fill your lungs with that pure air that you really need to birth these dynamic things. And to place these things into your life. And I know like this discussion is a little deep, but that's okay because guess what? You can come back. You can listen to it. You can pin mark the episode anywhere you choose today because guess what? This is building on the necessary skills that we need to be able to live our lives in a better purpose, a better way, and serving where we need to be. So let me ask you, beautiful Whisperers, a question. Have you ever sat and crafted a personal mission statement for yourselves? Whisperers, I got to tell you, this is such a powerful tool in solidifying your life's purpose. And let me tell you, a mission statement encapsulates your values, aspirations. It impacts you, your wishes, your dislikes, it just engulfs everything. And it serves as a guiding like mantra or a leading or reminding you of your purpose and motivating you to align your actions accordingly. Whisperers, if you haven't crafted a personal mission statement. Now, some of you probably have businesses, and many of you probably have mission statements for your business. And if you don't have a mission statement for your business, well, you should craft one, because it's dynamic, it's powerful. I have a mission statement for my life. I have a mission statement for my business. And we live within that, and I build it around those things. And even my mission statements have changed inside of my life as well as inside of my business. Because as you grow, your mission grows. Grow, your passion grows. Your drive grows. And things start to really take shape. I can't begin to encourage you enough to take the time to articulate a clear and concise mission statement that resonates with your deepest aspirations. And let me tell you, if you really do the work and you sit there and you craft this beautiful mission statement for your personal life, your personal mission statement, you will thank yourself over and over and over again. And I can't even begin to tell you how many times I've had clients that crafted mission statements, came back and told me how appreciative they were for this, how it impacted their life and their mission and their purpose and their drive, that they never even gave it any consideration, and it took them some time to even get it correct. Because it will take you a little time to get it correct. But when you do, you by far will know it. Feel it. You will believe it. You will walk it. You will talk it. And you will live it. That's how powerful it is. See, after we've done all of these beautiful things, it'll be time to implement and have a clear intention, aim, purpose, and direction in taking our actions. Time to implement all the elements that you've been working on in the evolution of who you are and who you want to be. And you know where your weak spots are. And you know where your strengths are. And you know what that will do for you. It gives you a clear direction, but it also gives you a strength to be able to walk in a clear direction and pathway. See, it's a powerful thing. I invite you to embrace the beauty and, I don't know I want you to embrace the beauty of the journey, because this is the thing. In life, everybody's on such the treadmill. They're on the treadmill, and they're running and running and running. And they're running so that they don't even realize that they're running aimlessly. And they don't really have any direction or purpose, and they're just doing. And I want you to stop just doing and reacting. I want you to have a clear purpose and direction. A clear aim and focus that will lead you into better decisions, better lifestyle, better health, better relationships, fortifying the things that really align to your heart and soul. You know, remember the search for purpose is not merely just a destination to be reached. And you know what it is? I know. It's an ever-evolving exploration that accompanies us throughout our lives. That's what it is. That's what this is. An exploration. Because we're exploring every element of our life. We're evaluating it. So we have to be able to explore it. That's what a bird's eye view does. That's what it allows us to see the whole plane of everything. And if you can see me in the studio right now, my arms are up above my head and I'm like looking at this whole thing and this discussion almost like I'm giving it a bird's eye view, like I'm looking at it from above everything else. Like that came to me so clear to say to you. That's how passionate and powerful this discussion is. I can't give these discussions if I didn't have a mission statement. I could not pour into you if I didn't have a purpose. And I couldn't be this passion driven if I didn't. And I didn't know the direction. And I didn't have clear aim, focus, and direction. Whispers, that's how powerful it is. That's how great it can be for you as well. See, as you reflect on your values, your passions, and your dreams, I really hope you cultivate a deep sense of that authenticity, but that heartfelt feeling. Because without it, or without you being authentic or true to yourself, you can't grow. If you don't become authentic with your purpose and direction, you can't grow. You become stagnant. And we know there is no life in stagnation. See, Whispers, I hope your purpose is a reflection of your unique essence. Not encumbered by societal expectations or external judgments. Don't allow society to form or to taint your judgment, your clarity, your voice, your purpose, your direction, or mold it into feeling that you have to keep up with the Joneses. Because what do the Joneses have that you don't have? See, the Joneses may not have a clear aim, purpose, or direction, but they're keeping up a facade. We don't want a facade. We want the genuine artifact. I want you to remember your worth. I want you to remember your worth, your value, your purpose, your aim, your direction. You can't tell me that didn't touch something deep in your soul. You can't tell me that that doesn't resonate at such a vibration that it's almost deafening. Because if it doesn't, you have got to really start to sit in that place and space of pause and let yourself grow. Evaluate yourself. Evaluate your purpose. Evaluate your drive. And evaluate if you are being authentic. That's what it requires. I told you, my heart felt every part of this discussion when I was thinking about it. I come in and I have some talking points that I put down. But as I start to talk to you all behind this microphone, it's deeper than that. Sometimes when I'm talking, it touches me in such a way. and wells me up even, because I so see how much that everyone, we all have such beautiful gifts and qualities. But some of us are not really seeing them because we're so looking at society that it has clouded our eyes and our judgment. And unfortunately, we didn't even realize that they had actually put a bridle on us, and they put this mask that we can't see to the left, nor can we see to the right. We only can see what's in front of us. So it requires that you take it off so you can see the whole span around you. Whisperers, in the pursuit of your purpose, I don't want you to be disheartened by detours. Because I always tell you, in life, there are always detours, and we have to be willing to reset our GPS so we find our destination. And what you don't realize, what that GPS is that heart and mind. And sometimes, because life detours us so, and the terrain is rough, sometimes it knocks the countenance and the coordination off on the GPS. So it requires that we have to wait a second and get it recentered, and we got to get it back. Hold on, that's the wrong address. And we put it back online. But in those detours, you have to cherish the lessons learned along the way. You have to be willing for you to say that they are shaping your character and enriching the tapestry of your existence. See, if you start using words like that, it gets to vibrate in that ear. And so many of you all have already heard and heard me speak about that power of self-talk and how it starts to pollinate, where it gets pollinated, and how it gets into the rich soil of our hearts and everything. It's the same thing that we have to be willing to do when we are shaping our minds and refiguring our GPS. We have to embrace the power of resilience and perseverance. Notice those words. For they are the compass, the guides that back you up and put you into a true place and space. Even when you veer off course. That's why you got the all-terrain tires there. Because it's going to allow you to grab traction. Now, I say all this to say that, above all, please, I can't even stress it enough, please embrace the journey and savor the small moments. Enjoy the fulfillment that emerge amidst the everyday chaos. Are you celebrating your micro wins? Are you? No? I give you permission to do so. I want you to do so. And I want you to do it wholeheartedly. Because, see, allowing yourself to celebrate micro wins allows you to still keep on the pathway and on that trajectory. The evaluation period, the journey. I want you to be present. A life of purpose is not about achieving grandiose things, people, or grandiose feats, but about living with intention and spreading love and kindness and being open and willing and being able to refine yourself. You know, I really hope this discussion will move you to sit in a special place and reflect, in a place where you can sit and ponder over aspects that will help you move forward and to begin to plan and program your GPS for the gorgeous journey of growth and development, I think you're going to so enjoy it. So raise your glasses, whispers, and cheers to your growth. Cheers. May your journey be rich with purpose, filled with endless growth, illuminated by a radiant light of your beautiful, authentic selves. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself. What are you going to do for yourself? What are you going to treat yourself to? And see, when you celebrate yourself, make sure it's about you and it's not about everyone else. Because see, that's not what celebrating ourselves is about. It's about taking that moment to see ourselves, our accomplishment, and to give it the validation that we need to give it, not what everybody else needs to give it. So I encourage you to do that. You know, I love our time together, and I'm happy that I get to develop and birth such amazing conversations like this. And I hope you all, you know, enjoy it as much as I do. And I hope you also enjoyed the guides that allow you to, you know, tap into yourselves and evaluate yourselves to really help you. And this season, I really gave a lot of thought to what I wanted to place inside of the news journal that would go hand in hand with our episodes and what could be a benefit to help you continue to grow and to keep moving on your journey. And I'm so honored to always come in and to really birth such beautiful topics like this and that you allow me to pour into you in this way. So, you know, we have a lot of things that are coming up on the forefront. I want to share some things with you before we wrap today's episode too. Don't forget to subscribe to the News Journal if you haven't already, because there's always going to be broadcasting notes in there because we're coming up on our summer hiatus. And I want you all to know that summer hiatus, our last show for this season, which we're in season six, will be on June 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we will return for Season 7, woohoo, on Friday, September the 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So why is it on the 15th of September? You're probably thinking, well, why so far into the month? Well, it's because we're covering New York Fashion Week, and that's September 8th through the 14th. And so with that being done, I can't be in two places at one time. And I love to give my full attention to everything that I'm doing and everything that I bring. So that is why. But don't fear. Don't have a worry. Over the summer, we're going to be doing some great things. So that's why I said you're going to need to be subscribed to the Whispers Exchange, or you're going to have to be following on our Instagram page at whispersinabottle_podcast, because we got so much stuff that's going to be coming to life and going to be birthed. And also follow the home company at La Paz Imaging. That's LAPAZIMAGEING. So we will be doing some great things. So please, everyone, until we get back together next week for another dynamic episode of Whispers in a Bottle, please make sure you stay safe. All of you graduates, I am so proud of you. Continue your journey. Be safe. Use wisdom. Have your support. Have your support systems. Really get control of yourselves and your environment. If you're with people that are not elevating you, really do kind of an audit and maybe remove yourself. And parents, really be tapped in over the summer and watching over your young ones, because it's imperative. There's so much that's happening. And again, I'm so proud of my butterfly, who is going to the sixth grade. Woohoo! And her best friend, they really just knocked it out. So with that being said, everyone, I'm Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, certified holistic health and wellness coach, educator and motivational speaker, but by far, I'm always honored to say, I am the host of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. All right, guys, till next week.
You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please make sure that you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.